It is very important to have an Arab representative in the Security Council who would, in one way or another, defend all the questions of the Arab countries in the Council. As you know, we have so many files that concern us, the Arab countries, be it Syria, Yemen, Libya, Palestine, Iraq, Lebanon. At times, we have discussions on Lebanon. So the subjects are numerous and very, very important. And I think that our presence on the Council, in consultation with our Arab colleagues, is very important in pushing forward our agenda and in discussing the issues that concern us all.
Can you update us on the development regarding the Syrian crisis inside the Council?
Well, as you know, we're going to be having a meeting this Friday on the Syrian humanitarian, as we do every month. We discuss the chemical issue as well. So this week, we will also be getting a briefing from Mr. De Mistura, telling us what is going on the ground and all his efforts. We follow up a lot on the Syrian issue, but as you might know, the Syrian issue is a political issue that needs a political solution. And we can go on discussing it in the Council as much as we want, but the end result, all the parties and factions need to sit down and discuss a way out.
How about the deteriorating situation in the Yarmouk camp?
On the 6th of April, we did ask for an emergency meeting for the Council to discuss the situations, especially that both Daesh and Jabhat al-Nusra have entered the camp and occupied 90% of the camp. So on top of the hunger that they were facing and the very dire situation of the inhabitants of Yarmouk, the entry of Daesh and Jabhat al-Nusra was an extra burden, a fear for their lives. So we did ask UNRWA to find a way to get their people inside the camp. And they actually have. They did check on the camp. They have tried to be in touch with the Palestinians in the camp, as well as those who left the camp and are living on the outskirts of the Yarmouk. And some help and aid has been able to enter, but not enough, unfortunately. And we need to make sure that there is no more violence inside. We have called in a press statement that we issued today as a council, asking all the armed groups to leave the camp and to leave the Palestinians neutral as they are in their own situation and not to hurt or bombard the camp anymore.
The Palestinian issue is a core issue in the Middle East, and Palestine has joined the ICC this month. How do you think this important step could advance the peace process?
As you know, in Sharm el-Sheikh, in the recent summit, there was a number of Arab ministers that was formed, and one of them is the Jordanian foreign minister, and they have been meeting with their colleagues, the Palestinian, the Egyptian, the Kuwaiti, and the Moroccan, to try and discuss ways of how to bring to the Security Council the issue of Palestine in form of a resolution or otherwise, to try to discuss this issue and maybe find a solution for peace talks to take their path once again.
The Security Council will hold a meeting this month on youth and violence extremism, chaired by Royal Highness Crown Prince Al-Hussein bin Abdullah. Mm. Is this his first appearance in the international arena? Well, and why Jordan chose to put this topic on the agenda?
I think this would be one of his high appearances, yes. He's going to chair the session on Thursday. Why the topic and why him? I would say the topic is very important because, as we see, extremist violence is touching the youth in the world everywhere, and all the classes and all types of youth. So this is something important to address. And why him? Because he is very involved in Jordan on youth issues. He makes sure that the youth have their role in society. He's in constant contact with them in one way or another. And himself being a young person also helps him and them understand each other easier. This will also be a preparation for another conference that we are doing in Jordan, but the Crown Prince will be sort of presiding in August. So all is this in preparation, and we started today the chat talk on Twitter. We're trying to discuss and address, and you will be amazed to see how much this topic is interesting the youth, because themselves, they're trying to ask the questions, why, how come a young graduate from a very good university in England or in France or anywhere else would want to leave the good life and go and fight? What are the reasons? Are they being misled? Of course they are, we know that, but it's the questions they're asking. So all of this is a very important thing.